This is Stan Domeski of the Feelies, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Acra.
Tune in Tuesday, January 16th, to all sorts of creative community radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. At 10 a.m., it's time for the Ginger Radio Hour, and Justin Maiman's interviewing musician and artist Lonnie Holly this week, who's performing next week at the local in Saugerty. DJ Patty Boom beams in live from Greene County with a Vinyl Freedom show after the noon news. Tyler Maxson, Redessa Jones, and Idris Akamore are the featured artists on the Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. Then at 7 p.m., live from Hudson, Kimberly Irwin hosts Race Talks, and she's got all sorts of guests this week with Joey White, the Reverend Kim Singletary, Eric Thompson, Callie Irwin, Wamara Wine, Roland Meadows, and Garrett Roach. Then at 8 p.m., WGXC is live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. You can turn out there or tune in to watch the Ukuleles Unleashed and listen to Johnny Sturman and Carmen Borgia lead this edition of the Ukuleles Unleashed live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. That's from 8 to 10 p.m. in person. Turn out or tune in on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Food New York.
Oh me, oh my. This is Justin. And this is Ginger Radio Hour. Live on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. And you're hearing, of course, Lonnie Holly with a guest spot on that track from Michael Stipe. And this is from Lonnie Holly's... Look at that, Stipe, just on cue. This is from Lonnie Holly's magnificent album from 2023, Oh Me, Oh My. I am standing in the studio today, and it's a little bit of a snow globe effect. Schools are closed across Greene County and Columbia County, I believe. So lots of people listening live. And welcome. Today, the hour is devoted to Lonnie Holly, the musician and artist. We'll be here in Saugerties on Sunday, playing at the local. Tickets are still available. I'll be there. And I had a chance to speak with him over the weekend. And it was really, really... I mean, it was everything for me. So today I'm going to share some of that interview. But first I'm going to get you caught up on Lonnie Holly's music. So keep listening, and we'll be back with my conversation with Lonnie a little later in the hour. Until then, enjoy.
I thought about how Grandmama used to be down on her knees. How Mama used to not able to get up off her knees after giving birth to baby after baby after baby after baby. And now I understand why she said these words. Oh, me. Graceful manner in a thankful way every day that we have. Thank you. A woman once asked me, why do I sing for Queen? I said, all the Queen have done, all of her hard labor. I said I was there for inauguration. I was there for celebration. But I'm around when I burn. birthday card. So happy birthday. Happy birthday. I say, in my mind, I got the design. In my mind, I got the design. Thought about it, I thought about it. Six space shuttles, the size of the Hindenburg and the Titanic, both put together, expandable, transformable, and so adaptable. And just for the show of it, for the nose of it, six space shuttles and 144,000 elephants, divide them by six, and every 60 hours let one leave the earth from here, and another one leave the earth from there, and another one leave the earth from over yonder, and another one leave the earth from down yonder, and another one lead earth from up yonder. By time all six get off in the universe for the expiration of the planet Earth, when queens get together, be flying around above the ground. And when they come back down, when they come back down, when they come back down. When they come back down, when they come back down, when they come back down, they can work around, they can talk around, they can meet around. They can heal the ground. They can heal the air and fix the water too. That's what my six space shuttle. That's what my six space shuttle. That's what my six space shuttles will do. And just for the show of it, and just for the know of it, that all humans may know. That all humans may know, when king could come together and do these things for queen. Happy birthday, dear queen. Happy birthday, dear queen. Happy birthday. Thank you. Here I stand now, here I stand, knocking at your door. Knocking, 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 knocking like I did before. Here I stand now, here I stand now, knocking at your door. Here I stand now, here I stand now, knocking at your door. Knocking, 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 knocking like I did before. See, I want the world to know I'm knocking, 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 knocking at your door. I've been down, down so long, knocking at your door. Here I stand now, here I stand now, knocking at your door. When you gonna answer, when you gonna answer, when you gonna let me in? I feel the wind blowing, feel the wind blowing, feel the wind blowing. Blowing against my skin. Here I stand now, here I stand now, knocking at your door.
That there was a 23-minute and 16-second masterclass in the music of Lonnie Hawley. From the albums Oh Me Oh My, Myth, Keeping a Record of It, and that last track is Here I Stand Knocking at Your Door from the album Just Before Music. So I've given you a taste of the music of Lonnie Hawley. Now I'd like to introduce you to the person. I had a chance to speak with him on Saturday morning. He was in a hotel room in Boston getting ready for a show. And as I said earlier, he'll be here in Saugerties in the Catskills on Sunday, January 21st. Tickets are still available. He's playing at the local. So check that out. I don't know how I want to get us into this interview. We spoke for an hour. This is just a selection of that chat. But I think the best place to start is I asked him about his creative process. His music, each song only comes out once. In other words, when he records a song, that's the only time he's going to play it. When he plays live, again, he's just singing a song for the first time. He calls it improvisational creativity. So let's get into him talking more about it. Again, I asked Lonnie about the creative process around his music, how he'd describe it, and, here we go. Here's Lonnie Hawley and me talking the other day by Zoom.
Well, for one thing, music has been something that I've been involved with all of my life, literally all of my life, because my mother and my father was into music. My grandfather and grandparents, they was into music, whatever way they got it. Some of us had to get it. We snuck to get it. One would say you sneaked out to listen at your favorite music, and then you snuck back home and you acted like you haven't been anywhere, but you had got a dose of what you went seeking for, and that was satisfaction. A lot of times we don't see music being like butter, and it's being spreaded on that piece of bread for you to enjoy that piece of bread better. I try to help people understand what music actually is doing to us and our brains and our satisfaction, our sanctification. We're satisfied. We are sanctified. We are all of these other things, the saints that we talk about or speak about or sing about, their character is put into the form of lyrics. And those lyrics go into our brain for us to thoughtsmith them out, to figure them out. And as we figure them out, we find a great use for what their potentials were, what they intended to do for us. Because a lot of people just be doing it. They don't know what the hell they're doing. This is something that I inherited. I inherited the groove, the swag, the move, the vocal, the lyrics, and all of these other things. I inherited. But to put it together where it could be understood better, and that's what we're doing now. And I appreciate you getting in touch with me by the digital, because it's a digital concept in a global manner. I call it digitalization by globalization activities. But it's more to that than meets the eye, because you got all those wires, you got all of those little opponents in the computers, into our monitors for us to be able to see or hear each other. It's so complex now. And an artist such as myself, this is what I'm there. That's where my lyrics is coming from. Out of all those years of figuring out what the hell is this music? It makes me feel so good, but yet and still, I haven't figured out why. And now that I'm old enough to take the time and dive into my ocean of thought and pull out the right information to service the humanity. The humanity needs services. They need servicing, just as any automobile. Just as, I don't care how huge our aircrafts are, they need servicing in order for them to take us somewhere along the journey of life.
So imagination and inspiration clearly play a part of this in your live performances. I'm wondering if you could talk especially about imagination and the ways in which your music, both the music itself, but also your lyrics, they really come tumbling out of you in a live performance. And I know that this is improvisation. So it's when I've seen recordings of you play live, and I'm seeing your performance in Socrates here in a couple of weeks. It's both joyous as a music listener, as a fan, but it's also it feels momentous to see it happen in person.
Well, I think what you're requiring and requesting is that you want to get a better understanding of the how come the okay, well, I would say the heartbeat of it all. See, I have to think of something that I can say that can make it plain and make it easy for us to understand the heartbeat of it all, to make it work for the whole entire body. Because a lot of people, they got music, but they don't have music for the right time. They sometimes would overlook what is required for the times. Music is information. Music, and we was talking about it the other day. Music is that little boy on the corner saying, "Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, listen all about it. Listen to what it's all about. Listen. Listen to the earthquake. Listen to the hard falling of the rain that is going to flood our town. Listen to those that is giving you the information of what's going down. I'm not just trying to sit up here and write no lyrics that's going to get me no Academy Award for rapping. I'm rapping to try to get people's attention where they can appreciate being talked to. They need this time to be talked to because they are so afraid. We're just coming out of COVID. We still having weather conditions that we don't understand because of the climate change. We still have places on Earth that is being caught on fire. We still have places on Earth that is called the war zone, where bombs and missiles is popping off like popcorn. We're doing things to the planet that we don't even understand that the gases, the fumes, the odors, and all these other things, when they come together, what kind of explosive manner will they make? So a person such as myself tried to, over the years, by me being an artist and seeing where art have arrived from, not so much of the paintings. I'm trying to protect what's in every museum on this earth when I say thumbs up for Mother Universe and all of her attendants. We're just the attendants. We're just her students. But are we shooting hooky? Are we being late, tardy for class? Because we are trying to do what we like instead of studying what we need. We're one of the greatest nations on earth when it comes down to full study. But if I don't see the students doing their very, very best to appreciate the brain that they have, something going on. Somebody don't fool you not to appreciate your own personal brain, not so much your exterior. Anybody can see that anytime you go, wherever you go. But nobody can't see the functioning of your brain. I don't want to overtalk you either.
You won't, I promise. So you mentioned the butter and the bread earlier, and I want to read something that I heard you say out loud at a performance. You said, "Art is the material source of our minds. It's what we gather and what we do after we gather." That sounds a lot like bread and butter.
It is like bread and butter, because why would I gather it if I wasn't going to spread it? If I wasn't going to let it make me comfortable and all that surrounds me comfortable. I grew up as a little bitty boy in one of the greatest arenas. I wasn't in Rome in the Colosseum watching them fight each other down to become the emperor. I were in Rome to see the columns that was left over in a more decaying stage, but they was left as a historical marker. When I went through the National Geographic and I saw the pyramids, and then I looked back to see the Nubian pyramids and all of this, and then I kept on looking back down the timeline of Africa all the way down to past Ethiopia into the Congos, into the wetland. And I saw that the wetland was not stable enough to hold up a giant pyramid. It would have sunk right into the earth because the earth was so moisturized that it would take in everything in. You see? So all the time, I'm figuring out, how can I get these people to understand the timeline itself and how it allowed us in our migrationable, the way we migrated, move from one place to the other in that timeline, and how we grew our brain, how we increased our wisdom and our knowledge along the way. We learned along the way. And I'm not arguing at anybody about any period on that timeline, because each timeline has its amount of seconds to give unto us its educational formats.
I'm curious to know how your work as a musician now, how it's different from your work as a mixed media artist, and if there is a difference, or if the process is different for you.
They're coming from the same brain. The work is coming from like Siamese twins that thinking just alike, but having two mouths. The art has a mouth, and the music has a mouth. The art has a formula, and the music has a formula. The art chooses subjects, and the music chooses subjects. We put all that together as one big bog, and we got a gumbo-ish universal manner. We got everything that we need, but we have to figure it out. We have to continue to work it, to untangle it, to unwind it. I see the cat in the background on a painting that you have, but when that cat get that ball of urine, she gonna tangle it up. And then for you to do anything with the yarn, you're going to have to untangle it. It's the same thing with life. All the things that we have worked with, and we got so much. And that's what I'd be grabbing for. Their trash, garbage, and their debris. I'd be trying to figure it out. Where it is going to end up at. After you throw it away, after you put it into the landfill, where will it end up in 25 years, 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years? Where will it end up? And what about that cannot be biosatisfied? satisfying the biomes or our land, our earth that craves our cultivating. The earth craves our cultivating. We must cultivate it. We must keep it replantable, reusable. It's us that have to keep it replantable and reusable. Otherwise, if we just throw everything around, leave it this way or that way, and leave it up to the climate and the weather.
So that's clearly...
It's a wind that can blow a mountain down. What you think about most of the little particle-like debris that we throw away? It's got to end up somewhere, my friend. To the tiniest particle that I would have to take my magnifiers just to see. What I wear, these are my magnifiers, but they allow me to see the smallest little thing that I'm holding in between my fingers.
Did you listen to the radio growing up?
I listened to the Rockola, if you know what the Rockola was, the jukebox. I listened to the radios. I listened to what they call the phonograph record player. I listened even to the one that had the horns on them. Beautiful sound that those things let off. But this piece of wax that went around, it just kept going around. It always puzzled me how it got to be made until I got to the point of going into studios and having the opportunity to see a vinyl record made. And I learned to appreciate it, but I also learned to appreciate how fragile those containers were versus the contained ways of my cassette tapes or the real tapes. We was in Rhode Island last night and we were in a theater and they had all the reels on the wall, how they used to play the movies. And it carried me back to a piece that William Arnett, Matt's father, had selected. Don't edit the wrong scene out. It was just a roll of film. Because I lived it by a drive-in. I started looking at the movies when I was 4 and a half. By 5 years old, I had built me a little shed up on top of the house and land, just like you got on your ear right now. I was laying between two speakers from the drive-in, between stereo sound. So what we are doing every day now, I was doing that in 1955, but I couldn't walk around with two drive-in speakers, but I could have rigged it up on my head like you got those speakers on your head.
Musician and artist Lonnie Hawley. Lonnie's trying to figure it out. As he said, the how come. And the heartbeat of it all. I don't know that I've ever had an experience like that, talking with somebody. And it will stick with me. So let me encourage all of you to go to the local this Sunday, January 21st. Lonnie Hawley and friends are playing. Tickets are still available. The show is being presented by Chosen Family, and I want to thank Mike for connecting me with Lonnie's people, including Matt Arnett, who helped set up that interview. Thank you to both of you, and thank you, Lonnie Hawley. I really enjoyed that hour. So let's get back to his music. This is from his latest album. And you're listening to Ginger Radio Hour on WGXC 90.7 FM.
We never had a chance to start it over. Once our life began, we had to live them on out. We had to live them on out, with or without friends, with or without parents, brothers or sisters. We was in the midst of life kind. We was on a planet. I call it a mothership. She had everything growing that us, the humans, needed. Oh, when we think about her water had all kinds of life formation that was giving birth and 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 birth unto itself. As I laid on my back, looking up into the heavens at other stars that looked like little flickers of lights, I looked deep. I looked so deep, sometime I would fall off to sleep. I'll let my eyes gaze deep within. I remember looking at my mother, my grandmother, and I wondered, why did they keep it all locked within their brains? Now that I'm an old man, now I know why I kept all they did to themselves. All the stressful moments, all the abuses and abuses and abuses and the abuses, and they said nothing. They just let them sink deep within. I'd rather bury myself in my thought. I said to myself, hush, Lonnie, brother Holly. Hush, little Tunky McElroy. Don't you cry. Hush, that little child. There's more to reality, and I'm gonna tell you why. I can't hush. I can't hush. I'm the little baby that was born that cannot hush. How can I be any more than I am? Just to pull myself free. How can I reach? I need the black ropes of hope. I need the togetherness where we put our black hands together and act like a rope. No matter what conditions we have to face, we face them together. I know that there are some that is blind and cannot see, and there are some that cannot hear. But we still can feel, and we have emotions. We have emotions. none of us have. None of us have. None of us have. But a little while. None of us have. None of us have but a little while. Throughout our years of working, throughout of all our years, we all been struggling. Get somewhere. But humans, I want to tell you all, we all don't have but a little while. But a little while to get somewhere. Of gone, the definition of gone is when we look around for our friends and they are not here any longer with us. But none of us have.
None of us have but a little while. That's Lonnie, joined there by Sharon Van Etten. Again on the album Oh Me Oh My, which came out in 2023, and was on my own personal list of best albums of the year. Lonnie Holly told me he's turning 74 in February. And one of the best things, after we spoke, he had an incredible sign-off as he went off to get ready for his show that evening. And so I'm going to give it to you today. He said, thumbs up for Mother Universe. It's a pretty good sign-off, right? So that's what I leave you with today. Thumbs up for Mother Universe. You've been listening to Ginger Radio Hour on my favorite community radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm live here twice a month. I'll see you in February. Here's some Lonnie to take us out. Thanks for listening.
It will happen soon. So then we realize future children, future children cannot access no signal, cannot respond, no signal. Signal loss, power failure, no power, no solar panel, no winners. End of $1 billion lottery. No winners in the $1 billion lottery. $1 billion lottery. Win. We have a winner.